Wes Welker's with us. Good to see you.
How you doing, fellas?
I'm doing
Wes,
great.
What's happening?
I'm good, man.
Hey, Wes, I really appreciate you bringing food for everybody.
No problem.
I mean, you know.
Don't be saying that.
By the way, I have this vision of professional athletes, you know, with fruit and vegetables, and Wes comes in munching on his potato chips.
You know, I gotta get a few carbs in for practice. You know,
okay.
Make sure you're ready
carbs,
to go.
Is
that the best source of carbs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Salt and vinegar.
Absolutely. Had a little pasta
potato
too,
chips.
But you know.
Okay.
Oh, here's your old food. What is this? A hot dog? Yeah, that's radio food.
And we don't even know what's in it, but you know.
You know what
makes,
it is? It's
that
one
makes
of those
it intriguing.
Patriots gridiron grillers, and that thing is
there
about
you go.
That big.
Beep beep.
Nice.
Hey, Is it now? Are you past that point of, oh, I'm playing against the team I used to play for? Now are they just another opponent for you here?
Yeah, I think it always, you know, kind of has been that way, you know, and just, you know, as soon as I got here, you know, it's kind of the pass was a pass and whatnot, but there's not as many faces over there that I used to play with that are still there. So there's a few, but not as many as, you know, you would think.
Yeah, you haven't been gone that long, but there's been a lot of turnover.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, this, you know, there's a few of the guys that, you know, I you know, still know and things like that, and obviously, you know, the trainers and and some of those people, you know, still stay in contact with and things like that. But, you know, the turnover has been pretty drastic over there.
You know, Wes, maybe this happens because you're such a classy person, or maybe you really felt this way. But I don't get the sense that. You were miserable in Miami. You don't really take any shots at them. You don't really say that it was that you were down in the dumps. I mean, what was it like there when you played for the team that really wasn't that successful?
You know, I can't really sit there and attribute it like it's somebody's fault or the organization's fault or, you know, anything like that. It just, you know, it just didn't work out all the time. And, you know, we didn't, you know, win a lot of games while I was there, but you know, they gave me, you know, the opportunity to get out there and showcase my skills as a receiver, and you know, I got them to thank for that, and you know, there's no hard feelings about, you know, anything of coming here or anything like that.
I remember one game you probably had, you remember this, probably 10 catches against the Patriots, and Bill Belichick said afterwards, we couldn't keep up with Welker. Did you have the sense that they were looking at you then, that they really – wanted you to be a Patriot? Was there any clue whatsoever?
No, I mean, I wasn't sure. You know, I mean, I think every game you go out there and try and, you know, play the best of your ability. And you know, I don't know if you really think about, I wonder if they're looking at me now or anything like that. I think you're just, you know, each game you're just trying to play well and do the best you can.
The way they're doing it this year always made sense to me. You bring Miami up here in the fall. You go down to Miami later on in the season. But there was a few years there where it was the other way around, where, you know, you're going to Miami in September, and they're coming up here the end of the season. I was wondering what they were thinking when they were scheduling it that way, because it's a big advantage for the Dolphins when you've got a team coming into Miami in September, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I always thought so whenever I was there that, you know, whenever we played those earlier games, you're kind of used to the heat and things like that, and gave you somewhat of an advantage. But, you know, I'm not really sure. I mean, you got to play somebody, you know, early in the season, somebody late. So, you know, I'm not really sure how all that stuff shakes down or whatever. But, you know, it's something that, I don't know, that's something to look at, I guess.
I'm going to tell you something that you haven't heard before. Matt Castle had his first start since high school last week. I'm sure you didn't hear anybody
really?
Say, really? That's amazing.
No way.
I know. You haven't heard that.
Did pretty well for a guy who hasn't started since then.
You don't even have to thank me for that information.
Yeah.
I give you stuff like that all the time. But how do you think Matt Castle did in his first start in the NFL?
You know, I thought he did really well. You know, his preparation and you know, having, you know, playing behind Tom and kind of seeing what he does on a weekly basis. You know, I think he learned a lot from that and make sure that he was ready to go as far as preparation-wise and then just go out there and executing. Did a good job of you know, kind of taking a leadership role in the huddle and make sure that, you know, he was ready to go.
You got you receivers, you're creatures of habit, and you can tell if a quarterback throws a good ball or a bad ball or throws too hard, doesn't throw hard enough. What kind of ball does he throw?
throws a pretty he throws a hard ball, you know. I mean he's got a strong arm, and you know, and on some of those underneath stuff, you know, we've talked to him about, you know, just take a little bit off it, you know, and let's, you know, make something happen and things like that. But he's got a little bit of a cannon. He's like his brothers, you know. He thinks he's out there pitching every play or something. I'm like,
it's not baseball, man.
Yeah, it's not baseball, man. A little touch, babe.
So he's firing it in on the short stuff.
Yeah. At times. I mean, I don't think he doesn't really try to do it. And it's something he's worked on and gotten better at and stuff. And so he'll continue to get better at that. But he's got a strong arm and he uses it effectively.
Players who were here back in 2001 said that the minute Brady stepped into a huddle, he acted like he was the guy who was in charge from the very first time he stepped in the huddle. Was Castle in charge the minute he stepped into your huddle last Sunday?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, he did a great job of you know, sitting there being loud. And you know, if you want to be loud, we had guys, you know, speak up, you know, and things like that. And, you know, he just took it in stride and went from one play to the next, just executing the game plan.
It was funny when you think about it afterwards. Matt Castle had a much greater grasp of his offense than Brett Favre had of his offense. And you think of the discrepancy in experience,
right.
But Brett's only been there a month. Matt's been here for 4 years. He knew his offense better than Brett knew his.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Matt's been here for a while now. So, you know, I think there is a little bit of a difference in the fact that, you know, Brett's played for a long time. He understands the you know, the pro system and everything like that. But, you know, Matt, you know, he's been in the system. He understands everything. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting those reps and make sure that, you know, he's progressing as we go.
Wes, it's just been a grueling start of the season. I'm sure you're really looking forward to that bye week.
And I tell you, man, absolutely. It was like, I mean, you know, last year you're sitting there waiting on, you know, that bye week, and it finally came, and you're kind of like, you know, took a deep breath for, you know, a few seconds. And then this year it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, it feels weird.
It's almost like, why now?
Yeah.
Are you going to do anything? Are you going to go away? Or are you just going to hang out in the area?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to make sure we take care of business this week. And then, you know, probably go back home for a few days if we get the opportunity and whatnot. So,
has your family had a chance to come watch you play up here much?
They have, yeah. My parents and grandmother were up for the Kansas City game, so they came up for that, and so they've been up. They come maybe once a month, you know, probably a little less than that.
How do they like it?
And I try and make it a little less than that.
Why is that? You don't want to see your folks?
Oh, man, I love seeing my folks and everything, but they just drive me crazy, man. I mean, you know, the house needs this. And I'm like, man, it's just me. We aren't here. It's just me. I don't need anything else. I mean, what do y'all want me to do here, you know? So
I saw pictures on TV one time last year. You don't have a lot in your house, right? Wasn't there an article about you?
Oh, yeah, that's changed now.
Oh, you got
that's
some furniture? Changed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now.
I got furniture.
What,
I got,
didn't have,
yeah, yeah,
well, you didn't
got,
have a chair or anything
thing.
Like that?
What's that?
You didn't have a chair or a table?
I had
or
a chair.
You had a chair.
Holy.
I had a chair.
Yeah.
I had a bed and
I had a bathroom, I would say. You know?
You had a bathroom. That's
yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
Nice to get a place.
It's running water.
You imagine going to a place. You know, you guys have a bathroom here? That's great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Well, I picture Mom showing up and offering to do some cooking, but opening up those cupboards and seeing
there's
nothing there.
No tools to work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, no. We have all that stuff now, but every time we come, they're on vacation, so it's just like, you know, go by the you know, quick stop or whatever and grab some beer and things like that, and they want, you know, sit there and chill out and do everything and then tell me I need to have somebody do this, do that. I'm like, hey, y'all are here. Why don't you all just do it?
Right.
You know? Just like,
they're not buying this?
No, man. So I started driving on the shoulder on the way back from the game.
Yeah.
And so we're driving on the shoulder and everything. And they're from Oklahoma. They're like, you drive on the shoulder here? You know, they're like, man, my dad's like, hey, it's a good spot to get over right there. You get up. I'm like, like, well, you're trying to make us not come back. And I'm like, well, that's kind of the point.
A guy who loves his family right there, huh?
No, I mean, I love him. But, you know, just, I don't know, over and over, Got to get this coat tailored. Got to get, you know, just little things like that.
Mom,
really
I got a game
hear.
To play
yeah,
here this weekend.
I just don't want to hear.
I think we need to do some research, so we're going to check with your brother to make sure you broke all his records. I mean, we kind of took your word for it that you broke all his records. We need to get that confirmed.
Get that confirmed. Okay. Well, I think he's coming up. We can get him up here on the show or something.
Hey, feel free to
bring him right in.
Bring
all
him right. in.
Bring
I mean,
him
we got, you know, Vince.
I think he's coming for the Denver week or something, so we'll get him on here.
Is he a little easier to deal with when he visits for the week than your folks and your grandmother? Or?
You know what? Whenever he's came, it, I don't know, he hadn't really stayed too long. And this next time, he's bringing some friends with him, his wife, and then another couple. I think they're staying like 5 days. And I was like, wow. Like, you already made the flight for 5 days?
You're like, hey, man, it's really boring up here, man. Just a couple days.
Yeah.
Be good enough for you.
So Denver week, if you see somebody driving on the shoulder, it's Wes with his brother and their friends.
Trying to get them out.
They're with their eyes closed, praying.
Wes, good to see you again.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
See you all next
week.
Right. Thanks.
Don't forget your chips.
Pat's wide receiver, Wes Welker, joining us. Sports Radio WEEI.